Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Coming up to 10 past nine, as we've been hearing in the news this morning, Cambridge's first ever Pride event will begin with the UK's first ever Pride River Parade. It's going to be a very colourful punt flotilla. We'll kick off the event on Saturday, the 8th of June. Lara Jaffrey is here. Good morning, Lara.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You're one of the organisers.
Yep, indeed.
Tell us what we can expect. Tell us everything.
Wow. Okay, so there's going to be a whole day of activity. Well, actually, not quite a whole day. We start with our river parade at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. So from the quayside in the middle of town, and we'll have a series of eight punts that will be going along the river, all of which will be decorated in the next few weeks with an artist and community groups will be decorating the punts, and that will finish off at Jesus Green at the Weir, so people can go and stand by the banks of the river along Jesus Green, and that'll be your best kind of vantage point. So we're not going into the backs, as it were. It's just going to be from the quayside along to Jesus Green Weir. Yep. And we'll do a little kind of loop. So the best place to be will be on Jesus Green. So we have our flotilla, our punts, and we think that's the first in the country to have a parade on the river. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic.
And then we have a whole afternoon of events. So we have our main stage.
Is this on Jesus Green?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's on Jesus Green.
Yeah.
So we're going to, the main stage is kind of different local acts. We've got music, we've got bands, we've got solo performers, we've got drag queens and kings, a whole series of stuff on the main stage.
Where are the drag queens coming from?
Well, we've got some local drag queens.
Have we?
Yeah, for sure. There's a troupe called Drag Time, uh-huh. who are based with the university, and then we have our kind of our veterans. So Felicity Flaps is one,
mm-hmm.
who will be there on the day, as well as Titiana, who comes from Norwich. She's a kind of a bit of a local celeb out in Norwich as well. So we've got a number of performers coming along on the day. So the main stage will be family friendly, it'll be upbeat, a kind of mixture of different styles of music, and really celebrating LGBT artists, really.
Fantastic.
So that's our main stage. Then we have a youth tent that's been run by the Kite Trust, who are a local LGBT plus youth charity. So we have they have a group of young people who are helping to plan and program that area, and that'll be full of, I think they're doing a bake sale, they've got art workshops, They've got a DJ workshop for young people in there. So there's a whole range of stuff, a kind of chill out area. So for anyone under 25, it'll be an alcohol free kind mm-hmm. of safe space for, mm-hmm. for people to go and have a bit of a bit of fun for the day, really.
I sense it's going to transform Jesus Green,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think so.
For the day.
It's
going to look very, very different.
It is going to be a bit different. Very colourful, hopefully.
Very colourful.
Yeah, and then we've got a pride lounge, a community pride lounge, or we'll have community stalls. In there, we have poetry, we have comedy in the evening. We're going to have a lip sync battle in the afternoon. So we've got a whole host of stuff going on in the community pride lounge. And then around the site, we're also going to have a children's area. And we've got Chips, who are the City Council
yep.
children's team. They'll be running workshops there, working with Scrap Store. So they'll be doing kind of art-based workshops for children and families. We've got a sports area, Living Sports, who are a charity, are coming to do some taster sports sessions. And we've also got like dance workshops, like there's going to be a jive dance workshop and a swing dance workshop. So that's all going on around the tennis court area. And then we have a yoga and well-being area.
Mm.
So that's been run for us with an organisation called Satyam Yoga
mm-hmm.
and Wellbeing Studio. So they're running a whole day of free workshops, classes, taster sessions. So there's a kind of area where you can go just to have a bit of relaxed time.
That's good.
And then we have some DJs as well. So we're going to have a bandstand, like a little outdoor area. We've got one of the tents becomes a bit of a DJ zone, celebrating local LGBT DJs. So there's a collective called Short and Sweet. Two female DJs, they'll be there, along with other local LGBT DJs.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
I kind of sense you don't necessarily have to be LGBT to go along and have a good time.
No, definitely for the whole community. And I think the point is, you know, it's important to my paid job is as chief exec of the charity, the Kite Trust, so working to support LGBT young people. And people kind of say, why do we need a pride? And, I know that many young people still feel very isolated, especially in rural Cambridgeshire. Mm. You know, it's not an experience of automatically having a community that you can kind of relate to and learn from. You know, when you're growing up, you don't have elders that you can automatically look to as a minority group and say, aha, I understand. This is how I navigate my way in the world as a minority. So it's really important that we find community, and actually, by having something like Pride, it enables us to have a safe, visible, celebratory presence to, you know, to welcome people within the community, but also from all communities to say, yeah, hey, you know, let's celebrate.
All hang out together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, we've got Enchanted Cinema, and they'll be doing an open air cinema screening for an hour.
Love.
And we have a kind of series of short films being shown that have been programmed by Queers in Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole day, like you say.
It's pretty good. The thing which amazes me is the fact that this is the first one. There's been the LGBT History Month, but there's never been a Pride event in Cambridge before. What? Why?
Well, I mean, it's funny. So I set up Pink Festival back in 2003. I don't know if you've ever heard of Pink Festival.
I have.
And so between the years of 2003 and 2010, we had 6 events out in Cherry Hinton Hall. And although it was called the Pink Festival, you know, for us it was always a kind of British summer festival meets Pride.
Mm.
But we never called it a Pride, interestingly. And I think at the time, I don't really know why we didn't.
So would it have been a Pride, if you see what I mean? If it had had the name, there's something, particularly the London event always gets a whole heap of publicity around it. There is something about the Pride name make the event, the people make the event. But it goes towards that, though.
Yeah, and it used to be quite formulaic, I think. And I think back in the early noughties there, it was, you know, actually for us, we were trying to make it that family-friendly event. We were trying to bring, you know, the fact that you're LGBT doesn't define any other aspects of your personality, of course. So when you're trying to kind of celebrate the community, you can't just have one type of entertainment, you know. Of course you have the stereotypes, but you know, trying to reflect our communities in an event can be a really difficult challenge. And I think Pride may be that it is a particular thing. It has been a protest over the years, you know. It has been a way of kind of making sure that there is an element of message, I guess, within it. And I think Pink Festival used to be more about a festival, and now I think Pride has become more like that anyway. And so I think it seems natural that kind of Pink Festival idea lends itself to Pride, while we still have the opportunity to have that message, that, you know, that idea of protest in a healthy way, through celebration, not through, you know, through disruption, I guess.
And I noticed the City Council being quite supportive of the event as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, the City Council got behind the idea. A lot of encouragement there.
Definitely, yeah. So it's great. We've got some funding through the City Council, through various departments. Our community art project, working with a local artist now to develop the punt idea, that's been funded through the City Council as well. And we have...
Am I just interested, are you looking for people to come and decorate those punts? Or,
well, space is limited.
So okay.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tight time frame. The whole festival's really sprung up in about 3 months.
3 months ago, you had this idea?
No, well, it's a bit more complicated than that. We had, there was a group.
You're a superwoman.
Yeah, no, not quite. But we had, there was a group of people within the community who wanted to start a Cambridge Pride about 2 years ago.
Right.
And as the Pink Festival, we offered some support to them.
Yeah.
And then they did a series of events last autumn and around Christmas. Called Prelude to Pride events, mm-hmm. to kind of raise awareness, and then we're starting to kind of generate interest. Mm. And then we decided to kind of merge the two, so the working group became part of Pink Festival. A few of the working group are now trustees at Pink Festival, but really it wasn't until about 3-4 months ago that Pink Festival said, okay, we'll all work together here, because actually we have that experience, I guess, of previous events, and to be able to, you know, we realise that we will work better together.
Yeah.
And it's more likely we'll get the event on for this year. So, yeah, that was about 3-4 months ago. And ever since then, it's been, you know, of course, we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid to deliver Pride. And so it's a lot of hours at the moment. But, yeah. Yeah, it has been a short kind of time frame leading in. So the punt project is, there is some availability for people who might want to come along at the weekends and help to decorate. So certainly hello@cambridgepride.co.uk would get you through to us, and do let us know if you want to kind of get involved. This is a community event, you know. Yeah. We're all about the community. So, yeah, really, really happy to hear from you.
It does sound good. So June the 8th is when it's all going to take place. The first ever of sorts.
First of
Cambridge
many?
Pride.
We'll see. I hope so.
Lara, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Cambridge 105 Radio.